Don't you go dying on me. It's a prayer, it's a threat, it's a plea. You feel like a glove, you're so easy to love. Don't you go dying on me.
Hi, Laugh and Learn with me, Janet, and my sister Nancy, the Bitchin' Sisters, as we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now. We definitely have some opinions that you might have too. So we'll entertain you and inform you.
So Janet, when you were with Mark for 17 years before you got married, mm-hmm. were those like years when you both were working?
Oh yeah.
And now some of those years have been in retirement, about how many?
I have been retired for 16 years.
Okay.
Unbelievably. And he has been retired for about 10 years.
Okay. So you still have a memory of before.
One never forgets.
And for my other half, Mike and I, we were holed up together in retirement now for 13 years. And before that, like 10 years working. And so it's been an adjustment, and it continues to be an evolutionary thing, right? And so I've noticed some changes in our lifestyle that I thought maybe our listeners might identify with. And if they're not there yet, maybe they would listen up so they'd know what's ahead. What do you think?
Well, it doesn't hurt to listen.
Well, for one thing, and this is in no particular order, just as they come off the head to you. You start finishing each other's sentences. Do you find that true?
Yeah, and then I get yelled at.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't used to finish each other's sentences, but now it's as if we're waiting for the computer in our head to dig up the word we want, and the other person has beat us to it. I, for one, I don't mind this. And when I finish his sentences, I'm almost giddy because I got it right.
Yeah, but when you get it wrong, it was... No, that's not what I had in mind at all, you know. But.
Well, I think that brings up crosswords. I've been doing a lot of them since I retired to keep my mind active, just like Mom. And now the other half is what I call my crossword accessory.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means he's really good at it if I ask him about, like, 70s TV shows
and stars and sports things. Yeah. I would have to ask Mark about sports things, but he has limited knowledge of that.
This is something to think about when you're looking for a spouse. How good are they at all those words you don't know? We've also altered the time we eat our main meal. Instead of waiting till we both get home from work, in retirement, we eat dinner at high noon. And then we listen to Gunsmoke. That's not me, that's him, but I'm in the room. And then a nap. And then around 5, we enjoy a few crackers with cheese or a small salad. And if it's winter, there's reading, or in the summer, outdoor gardens, mowing, watering. It all gets done just in a different order than those who work during the day, right?
Yeah. It's hard to even imagine how you could do everything when you were at work for 8 hours a day, or maybe gone from the house for 10 hours. And now I manage to get it all done, mostly.
And at a nice pace.
Yeah.
Leisurely. Well, activity level is definitely different now in retirement. Ours seems to be governed by the seasons. In winter in Wisconsin, once hunting ends, my other half paces the floor and uses the entire wall of windows as his personal tree stand in the country. In fact, one year I bought him a sign, I had it made, and it says, "Welcome to my tree stand."
Many people probably don't know what a tree stand is. They probably think it's something you use when you put up a Christmas tree.
Or hang your coats on.
Oh, yeah. So explain to those city folk.
Oh, it's either a tree or out in the field, or it's a handmade apparatus that kind of like a tent-looking thing with windows in it that are plastic. And the man or woman, whoever the hunter is, sits in it.
It's like an ugly little treehouse.
Yeah, and looks all day for some animal called a deer to come by so he can shoot at it.
Okay, so that's a tree stand.
Yeah. So he uses our whole backside of the house, you know, because it has big windows, and he's looking out. And so he appears to be at his inside treehouse. So the other three seasons, we try to go on, like, two-mile walks downtown around the parks, or we go for motorcycle rides. And both of us are engrossed in our huge gardens. So when you have similar hobbies, that's always nice when you're in retirement. What about you?
Well, I do a lot of crafting. I'm trying to do less, believe me. I know I'm addicted to it, but I like to listen to audiobooks and make these beaded bracelets that I make, but I'm trying to do less of it. Mark is a basket weaver, and certain times of the year he does certain things. Like right now, before the leaves are out on willows, because we live in the country, and he goes out and cuts willow. And sometimes he strips the bark off, but then he weaves these things into baskets, and he does that for several months. Once the leaves come out, then the branches become much stiffer, and he goes on to gardening and taking care of the place. But when he's making baskets, he will often listen to an audiobook and just, you know, sit and enjoy himself doing that. So we both have these craft things that we do. And we have great-grandkids who get dropped off on a school bus 5 days a week. So we both are involved with them. We do little projects together.
It keeps us active and our minds.
Oh, yeah.
Modern. Yeah. So by the time we all get back together, we're both refreshed by a change in the environment and the people we've been around. That's always nice.
So what does this have to do with dying?
Well, I'm just saying that our lives have changed, and I don't really... One of the things that's happening now is, like, he's always cared for me because of my physical limitations. Now he's starting to think, I better stay around because he's having a little bit of physical limitations.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so you really are there for each other.
Yeah.
And you have to think about, like, your extracurricular activities. If I go away for this amount of time, how does that affect the other person at home?
Yeah. Well,
like, I remember that Mark said to you, always carry your phone in case something happens.
Yeah, because I had a TIA, a little tiny stroke, and he said, if you're outside in the garden, have your cell phone with you. What, you know? And I said, well, I couldn't talk when I had the stroke. What should I do? I can't, like, call somebody and say 911. I'm having a stroke. And he said, if you call 911, eventually someone will come to your home, even if you can't speak. Just stay on the line. So I, you know, heard about that, but. Yeah, he is much more knowledgeable about these things. He's been a volunteer EMT emergency medical technician for over 35 years, and he does a lot of that. He goes out, 100 times a year. I'm not sure how many, but...
So we've both learned to rely on the other person.
Yeah, and then there's wood in our house.
Oh, yeah, wood in ours, too.
We live in an old log cabin, and in the winter... although we have heated floors, it needs something more, and Mark does all the wood activities. He still splits wood, he cuts wood, he hauls it in, he stacks it up. He loves his wood. He loves his wood more than he loves me and his dog, too. I'll admit online to all of you that, oh, God, he loves his wood. He has wood up for 2 years ahead. This is what guys are like about this.
Yeah, and I remember the days when I would help gather the wood. We would go somewhere in our tractor, and he would drive the tractor and I would drive the truck, and then we'd get there, and then I would pick it up, he would pick it up, and then we'd stack it on the tractor, and then I'd sit in the freezing cold truck while he brought it back to the house in the tractor.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, now I can't do that anymore. So things have changed.
I haven't brought in a single stick of wood this winter.
Me
Mark
either.
Said that our 5-year-old great-grandson, Waylon, has brought in more wood than I have. And without him, I just said this morning, I guess I just wouldn't have, I wouldn't heat with wood in the winter.
You'd be chilly.
Maybe I'd just get an extra little kind of heater of some kind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you have to admit, the other person is your confidant, your travel mate, accompanies you to...
Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show. Original music by Mark and Janet.
I'll eat with my hands from the pan. The dishes will fester and stink. I'm lazy and old, and the laundry will mold. Probably pee in the sink. I'll dress completely in rags, and I'll bet that I'll start to smoke bags. I'll hunker at home till the groceries are gone. So don't you go dying on me.
Who's gonna wipe off my drool? And who'll hoist me up off the stool? I'm really a mess, I need you, I confess. Don't you go dying on me. Take all your pills and stay well. Without you, my life would be hell. Till I find someone hot who likes to smoke pot and who thinks older women are swell.
Well, don't you get crabby with me. I'll leave you and then I'll be free. I'll find someone new who is nothing like you. So don't you get crabby with me.
I'll hire a young man to mow and a young man to shovel snow. I won't have to nag and you won't get to brag, so just pack up your crap now and go.
And don't you go threatening me. Do you think that I care what you say? I can live on my own, I'll be glad when you're gone. And don't slam the door on your way.
Don't you go dying on me. It's a prayer, it's a threat, it's a plea. You fit like a glove, you're so easy to love. Don't you go dying on me.